Zog der Eilige Mishnah Weitem, Sech des Peye, Perik Ches, Mishnah Zayin. So, we're going to have now Hilchus Tzedakah. This is not related, per se, to any of the Matnas Aniyim. Like my Sarani, Lekat Shikhar Peye, we're still talking Hilchus Tzedakah. And we have here a poor person who's traveling from place to place. And he's in our town now. So the Gabbai Tzedakah should make sure he has at least two meals. A day's worth of food. Memeila zok the Mishnah. Ein paichas in la'ani. The Gabbai Tzedakah of the city should not give any less for an ani. Ha'oiver that is traveling mimakim lamakim from one place to the other. He's not sleeping in the city. He's just traveling through. Zok the Mishnah. You should not give him any less mi kicker than a kicker, a loaf of bread. Bepunyain that is sold for a punyain. May arba son besela. When the price of four of wheat would be a sela. Just saying a loaf of bread doesn't tell us how big the loaf of bread is. But it gives him a tiny loaf of bread. It doesn't tell us how expensive it is. How much you have to spend on it. So the Mishnah is giving us a precise shear. The price of bread depends on what the price of wheat is. Because we take the wheat, we grind it into flour, and then we bake bread. So when the price of wheat is four saw of wheat for a sela, then we know what size a loaf of bread would be when it's sold for a punyan. It would be a loaf of bread that's made out of a quarter kav of flour. Either way, the point is it's food for two sudais. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, this is if he doesn't spend the night there. Lon, if this poor person plans to spend the night in the town, noisen loy, so in addition to what we gave him till now, we also give him parnosas lina, what he needs for sleeping, a bed, pillows, blankets. Shavas, if he plans to spend Shabbos there, noisen loy, then we give him zayin shalosh sudais. We give him food for three sudas, because on Shabbos a person has to eat three sudas. In the Tosefta it says, in addition to bread, we also give him oil and kidney ice, fish, vegetables, what he needs for the covet of his sudas Shabbos. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Mish yeshloi mezayin shtei sudas, if someone has food for two sudas, in other words, he has enough food for the day, lo yitel, he's not permitted to take his food, min hatamchoi. What is the tamchoi? Every day, the gaboyim would walk around town, and people would get a knock on their door. And they stood there with a keli. And you put into that keli some type of food, ready-made food, cooked food, for the purposes of the poor people. And then the poor people can take from this keli. The keli that they put the tafshilim into, that was called the tamchoi. Our mission is telling us who's allowed to take from this tamchoi. It would have to be someone that has less than food for two meals. So again, if you do have food for two meals, you can't take from the tamchoi. Then they had something called a kupa. Kupa means a box. This was a special box for people who couldn't afford sudais for the next week. So zakh the Mishnah, if someone has 14 sudais, that means that for the next week he has two meals a day, la yitlam and akupa. He cannot take money from this special box. So I'm sure some of you are asking Akasha, wait a second. In the next 7 days, there's going to be a Shabbos. On Shabbos, you need another Suda. So you don't need 14 Sudas for the week. You need two a day. Three on Shabbos, that's 15 Sudas. So the Mefarshim explain that really because he has three Sudas on Shabbos, he doesn't need one at night, on Metzoy Shabbos. Even though there's a mitzvah to eat Lava Malka, that's if you can afford it. You can't take tzedakah from a Lava Malka. The Batanur explains that this kupa, the money from this kupa, was distributed every Erev Shabbos. So a person had to know whether he has 14 sudas or not. If you have 14 sudas, then you can't take money from this kupa. Vaitra zakta mishna vakupa nigbis bishnayim. Two people collect the money from the tzibur. Now, the Gabbai tzedakah had a lot of power. They could force a person to donate to this. They could even take a mashkin, collateral. That's the reason we can't give this power to one person. There has to be at least two, because the rule is, she'ein oisin shirada ala tzibra b'mama in pachas mishnayim. two people have to agree that we can take this person, he can give tzedakah. Umischalekes, when it's divided, bishloisha, three people decide who gets what, because the gabayim, they have to determine how much money goes to each ani. It's going to be based on how many people they have in their family. And when you come to dinei mamonis, the rule is someone has to decide on dinei mamonis who gets what. You have to have three. The Yerushalmi says an interesting thing. Really? Giving out tzedakah for poor people is like dinei nefashos. Because children could be starving. Grown-ups could be starving. And really, for dinei nefashos, you need a bezin of 23. But we're scared till you get 23 people together, they're really going to starve. So therefore, they said, okay, it's enough with three. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Mesechtes Pei, Periches, Mishnah Zayin. If you have a poor person who's traveling from place to place, you have to make sure he has two sudas. You give him a loaf of bread that cost a punyain during such a time. And 4 saw of wheat cost a sela. If he's spending the night there, to give him what he needs for the night. Place to sleep, a bed, blankets, pillows. If he's there for Shabbos, you have to give him 3 sudas, because on Shabbos, you have to eat 3 sudas. The Mishnah told us about the tamchui. That was a keli where Gaboyim collected food and then gave it out to the poor people. So a poor traveler who has enough for 2 sudas, he can't take from this tamchui. Then there was a kupa. The kupa was money, where the Gaboyim collected money, and they gave it out every Friday. And this was for people who didn't have food for the week. So if someone had food for 14 sudas, which is 2 a day enough for the week, he cannot take from this box. Ah, he needs 3 sudas on Shabbos. So he said 14 meals are enough because he ate shalosh sudas. He doesn't really need matzah Shabbos. Ah, there's a mitzvah of Malava Malka. Tosfos Yom Tov explains, but that's only if you have the money. You can't take tzedakah for your Malava Malka. The Mishnah also told us that money for the kupa has to be collected by at least 2 people. It's a tax. A tax has to be 2 people. Any position that is sharara, that carries authority, you're taking money from the public, has to be shared by at least 2 people. When they divide it, they decide who gets what, that's through 3 people. This is a huge achrayas to determine how much each family needs. And that can't be done by less than 3 people. We explain really it should be 23 because it's dinei nefashos, but we're scared that by the time you get 23 people together, someone may, chas v'shalom, die of hunger. So Chazal said, let 3 people divide it, but you have to have 3. So you can go on to the next Mishnah, but if you'd like, I just want to go back a little bit. If you notice the first Batanura over here, who explains the cheshbin of a kicker for a punyan when there are 4 saw for a sela. So just some klolyos, general yediyos. A sela is 4 dinarim. A dinner is 6 ma'os. And a ma' is 2 pinyonim. I'll tell you a little simon, how to remember it. Remember, you take a piece of paper, and on the top line, write as follows. Sad map. Sad map, what's that? It's a Rashi Tevis. Samach dalet mempe. A simon to remember, siyata deshmaya mit punyon. A siyata deshmaya to understand what a punyon is. You don't have to remember that. So just write on a piece of paper on top, Samach Dalad Mempe. Underneath, write the word Doiv. Doiv? Like a beer? Yeah? Now, look at the paper. Sad map underneath Doiv. Here's how the simon works. What does Sad map really stand for? The Samach is the Sela. The Dalad is Dinarim. The Mem is Mo'is. The pay punyan. Again, sad map. Sela, dinarim, mois, punyan. The dov underneath is numbers, and this is how it works. A sela is dalid dinarim. Go down and up like a segel. A dinner is vav ma, is 6 ma. Again, down and up. A ma is beis punyan, is 2 punyanim. Sad map and doiv at the bottom. Sela is 4 dinarim. A dinner is 6 ma. A ma is 2 punyan. Lemaisa, it turns out that in a sela, if you do the math, there are 48 punyanim. Now, don't put away your paper yet. Here's another simon. Top line and bottom line. On the top line, write the word askalov. Aleph, samach, Kuf Lamed Beis Askelov. On the bottom of the word Askelov, write the word Gudoy. Gimel Vav Dalid Vav. How does this simon work? Askelov. Askelov stands for Aleph is Eifa, Samach is Sa, Kuf is Kav, Lamed is Loig, and Beis is Beim. The word Gudai is also numbers. So now, with the word Askelov on top and Gudai at the bottom, an Eifa is Gimel Sa. A Sa is 6 Kav. A Kav is 4 Loig. A Loig is 6 Beim. Again, Askelov Gudai. An Eifa, go down to the Gimel, is Gimel Sa. A Sa is 6 Kav. A Kav is 4 Log. A Log is 6 Beim. Now do the math, and you'll see that in 4 Sa, there are 24 Kavim. In every Sa, there are 6 Kav. So, 4 Sa of wheat is 24 Kavim. 24 Kavim of wheat is sold for a seller. A seller has 48 Punyainim. So a kav of wheat is 2 punyanim. A half a kav is then sold for a punyan. The only problem is, the shopkeeper who's selling the bread, he has to make some money. He has to get paid for preparing the bread. So he takes off legally a quarter kav from each half kav. That's where his char. That's how he makes money. So it turns out the bread that is baked in such a way that it's sold from a punyan, is made out of a quarter kav of chitin. You can go through the cheshbon again, inside in the Bat Tanura. Again, it doesn't affect mamish pshat in the Mishnah. I thought it would be a challenge to try to work this out.